Good afternoon, this is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. A Fairbanks man wanted for murder was taken into custody this morning. Alaska State Trooper spokesperson Megan Peters says 25-year-old Patrick Marsh was spotted walking along a side street off Badger Road in North Pole.
We had a trooper that was out on patrol and he saw a male walking in the area of Badger and Hartzog Loop. The man was acting pretty suspicious. The trooper made contact with him. The guy gave a false name to the trooper, but the trooper was pretty sure it was him, so he still was able to take him into custody, and we were able to positively ID him once we got him back to post.
Marsh is charged in the death of 69-year-old Trisha Pearson at her Fairbanks home Monday. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reported that Marsh was staying at Pearson's home and that he beat and strangled her, an attack that was captured on home security video. The Blue Loon, a longtime Fairbanks bar, concert venue, and theater, caught fire Thursday afternoon, demolishing the back wall, outdoor stage, and much of the inside. Frank Bracken, Chena Goldstream Fire and Rescue Chief, said the interior of the building was 50% to 60% burned, and the fire had stopped near the doors of the theater. The cause of the fire remains unknown, and the state fire marshal is investigating. The Blue Loon was officially sold about a week ago to Nathan Davis. He said, quote, "Something started on the back of it, and that's all we know." Former owner, Representative Adam Wool, a Democrat of Fairbanks, was in Juneau for the first day of the Alaska Legislature's special session when he got the phone call from his wife, Kate. Wool said while he doesn't own it anymore, he still cares about it and wants it to live on as an iconic local spot. Chena Goldstream Fire and Rescue got the call about the fire about 3:30 p.m. and with the help of at least three other stations was able to contain the blaze in about 2 hours. No one was injured in the fire. Cooler temperatures and rain showers have slowed the Oregon Lakes wildfire south of Delta Junction. The Alaska Fire Service reports that four crews working the more than 14,000-acre incident are focused on extending fire breaks on the wildfire's northwest side and considering the extension of a burnout along an east-west line in front of the fire. The AFS says crews also plan to assess military range observation sites and what measures are needed to protect those. A total of 130 people are working the Oregon Lakes fire, an effort which has so far cost $1 million. Alaska's U.S. senators voted to confirm President Trump's 65th federal trial court judge yesterday. Alaska Public Media reports that Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan backed nominee Wendy Vitter to the district court in Louisiana. Vitter was criticized by abortion rights groups and Senate Democrats who complained she did not initially disclose all of her anti-abortion activities. For more on today's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I am Gary Black.